Hallelujah. Amen. I have a little burden I'd like to share with us. But before I do that, I have my little angel here, my small girl. I always call her my small girl. And she blesses me when she sings. I've told her that she should give me a song and give bless the brethren with a song. So I'll ask Bimbola to just come forward and take the mic and let her bless us with a little song, and then we'll go into the other things. Praise God.
The song that I want to sing is called Breathe, and it just talks about how God is like the air we breathe. He's everything to us. We need Him all the time just to survive. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and
thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are desperate for you. You are our daily bread. your very word was broken for us. Lord, we come this day to worship you, to thank you for your goodness and your mercies to us. Lord, we are desperate for you. Lord, you said these are the days, O God. You said if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived. But Father, because you are faithful, you will see us to the end. You said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end shall be saved. Lord, we need you. You are the air we breathe. You are our daily bread. Feed us, O Father, shepherd of our souls. Feed us. Give us our daily bread. And continue to lead us by your Spirit. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have a little burden I just want to share with us. And I pray the Lord would help us. The meetings have been very wonderful. The Lord is taking us to another level. And we will not be the same again. Amen? I will not be the same again. Tell someone next to you, I will never be the same again. Glory be to God. Say, the Lord is moving me on. He's taking me to another level. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we'll go to verse 9. Matthew chapter 6, and in verse 9, it says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. And I want us to read that together, and then we'll begin. What does it say? Our Father, which art where? In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and what? Amen. Praise God. There are 7 petitions in the Lord's Prayer. If we look carefully, we see that from verse 9, there is one. Verse 10, there's a second one. Verse 11, there's a third one. And then the first 3 that we just read are petitions made to God. It says, hallowed be thy name. The second one says, thy kingdom come. And the third one says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. And then from verses 11 down to where? Okay, we did not even finish it. We have the other ones which says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against them. But then down to 14 are 4 other petitions, and they relate principally to us. This afternoon, as the Lord will give us grace, I have a burden to share with us about the petition in the first part of verse 10. And what does it say? Thy kingdom come. Praise the Lord. I want to share with us this afternoon about thy kingdom come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there are so many things about the kingdom of God. There are so many ways that people have looked at the kingdom of God. But I tell you that the kingdom of God is God's reign upon the earth. Amen? Praise God. And I want to tell you that God asked us to pray that prayer because it's a prophecy. His kingdom has come. Did I hear amen? His kingdom has come. This weekend, God's kingdom has come. Glory be to God. Thy kingdom do what? Come. Thy will be done on earth as what? As it is in heaven. It is the will of God that his kingdom should be in our midst. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, God makes us to, if we go to Matthew 6, Matthew 6:33. It gives us an idea of what our priorities should be. And what does it say there? It says, but seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Which means what is most important to us is what? The kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. When the Lord says, let us move with him to the other side, God is saying that, let us follow his kingdom. And let his kingdom come down in our midst as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is nothing more than the reign of God upon the earth. Praise God. And most times we are bothered about all other things. And Matthew 6:33 makes an emphasis to us that, look, do not seek the part. For if you seek the part, you will not get the whole. But if you seek the whole, the part is included in the whole. Praise the Lord. If you seek the kingdom and his righteousness, if you take that which has been given unto the church of the firstborn, amen, all the other things, all the other benefits, all the other attachments, all the other rights and entitlements, they go with it. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody this morning, say, the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God is here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Luke 17. And once we get our parameters, we'll begin to go. Luke 17. From verse 20, the Bible says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, what did he say? Let's read it together. He said, the kingdom of God does what? Cometh not with what? Observation. Did you think about that? He said, the kingdom of God cometh not without what? With observation. Not with observation. Which means, when God begins to reign, when he begins to transform, people may not, it may not be so obvious when it's going on, but there is a work going inside. Did I hear an amen? Oh, glory be to God. I agree completely that by the time we leave this place tomorrow morning, we will not be the same again. You are not saying amen. You don't believe me. Praise the Lord. Now, what did he say in 21? He said, neither shall they say, lo here, and lo there. What did he say now? For what? Behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Glory be to God. When God begins to come into his kingdom and begins to reign upon the earth, it begins with inside here. Glory be to God. Something is happening this weekend. Things are going on in the inside. The kingdom is being established within us. We are changing positions. Hallelujah. Our status is being changed. The constitution of our body is not the same again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You came in here on Wednesday. What was inside you is not what is inside you today. Did I hear an amen? Glory be to God. Something has been planted inside you. Something has entered inside you. You will never be the same again. Glory be to God. Guys, we are a privileged people. We are people who God has sent definite things to. At times I keep telling people, and I want us to know, because the Bible says we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are people who it has given God, God has taken the special grace to work in us, to plant in us, to build in us, to walk through us, to cause his glory to shine forth through us. Hallelujah. And that is why God is taking time to invest, to impress, to put inside us the presence of God, the anointing of God. Praise the Lord. We are not ordinary people. You are not ordinary. Tell somebody, I'm not an ordinary person. Tell somebody else, I am carrying the glory of God. Oh, blessed be God. You are not an ordinary person. The presence of God is in you. You say people are looking for the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Is it there? Is it there? Say, it cometh not without observation. They are looking at you. They are seeing you as a small person. They are seeing you as somebody who is nobody. But I tell you, God has invested the kingdom in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If not, can you imagine? The Bible says we shall decree a thing, and what will happen? It shall be established. The Bible says whatsoever we bind on earth shall what? Shall be bound in heaven. Is it ordinary people that do that? Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do what? Do my prophets no harm. If anyone touches you, he touches the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. When God enters his kingdom, he changes the situation. He changes the chemistry. So when the kingdom of God is in me, guys, we are not the same again. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. I want us to see a testimony. And the Bible tells us that the testimony of Jesus Christ is what? Is the spirit of prophecy. So whatever we see written concerning our Lord Jesus Christ is what is spoken as going to happen to some people, to some generation. And I tell you, I don't know of any other generation than this generation. Say, I am that generation. I am that generation that was spoken about by the prophets. Praise the Lord. Luke 8. And we go to verse 40. We are going to see what happened when Jesus Christ returned. Amen? We have heard the word about how the Lord moved to the other side. And when he moved, things were not the same again. And God is saying, let's move on with him. Amen? The cloud of glory is moving. And what do? Do you stay? What do? You move with the cloud. Let our spirits arise and let our strength be renewed. Come, let us move on together. Amen? Luke 8:40. And it came to pass, when Jesus was returned, and the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Let's move on, 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house. Now this was Jesus returning, amen? And when God comes again, when the glory of God, when the reign of God begins to come, he changes the constitution. He changes the situation. Now Jairus, the Bible says, was a ruler of what? The synagogue. You see, there are many representations of the synagogue today. There are many representations. You can call it the system. You can call him religion. You can call it the traditions of men, what men have made of God. But I tell you, in this hour, the things that men have made of God will not save them. Did I hear an amen? The things that men have made of God will not save them. The systems of men shall not save them. The religion will not save men. Christ will save men. Glory be to God. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. But when Jesus Christ came, he knew that there was his greatest help was with Jesus. Praise the Lord. He fell down at Jesus' feet. And what did he do? He besought him that he would come into his house. Why? 42. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay at dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. So Jairus could not save his dying daughter. Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, could not save the situation that was upon the ground. Praise the Lord. There are people that would save the situation. And the people that would save the situation in this hour are those in whom the Lord reigns. Did I hear amen? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 43. We are still going back to Jairus, but look at 43 too. And a woman, what was this woman's problem? Having an issue of blood, how many years? 12 years. Which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. And you ask me, Jairus' daughter was how old? 12. This woman that had an issue of blood was how old? 12. Glory be to God. God is a perfect timer. Tell somebody God is a perfect timer. My time is set by God. The time for my turning around is set by God. Oh, glory be to God. This woman had an issue for 12 years. And this woman is a type of the church. And what was her problem? Blood was oozing out of her. The life was coming out of her. She could not have life. Glory be to God. No one can give life. The Bible says the life of the body is where? It's in the blood. And this was a woman. She was going. She was dying. She was going off. There was no life in her because blood was coming out of her. She could not get life except the master came forth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The world will not know life until the kingdom of God comes upon the earth. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately what happened? Her issue of blood did what? Stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Hallelujah. Guys, when we follow Jesus, when he tells us to move to the other side, when we follow him, we will pull out of him. We will partake, we will receive from him. We will receive life from him and will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Nobody moves with the Lord. Nobody goes by the earth. Nobody constrains the Lord and receives from him and is the same again. The Bible says that woman for whom the issue of blood had been for 12 years, when she touched the Lord, she did not have the issue of blood stopped. Everything that has been taking life from your body, from my body, from the body of Christ, from this assembly, we have touched God this weekend. I command that every issue of blood, everything that has been taking our life, will cease in Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God. That which had been draining life out of the church will no more have power over us again. The Bible says the house of Jacob shall do what? They shall possess their possessions. We have come to possess our possessions. The Lord said, somebody has taken virtue out of me. Guys, we have pulled something out of the Lord this weekend. Hallelujah. Because when the kingdom of God comes, it reigns upon the earth. It makes a difference. It brings about a change in me. It transforms my chemistry. I am not the same person again. Praise the name of the Lord. The problem with us, and we need to know it, is that the enemy tries to play over us. The enemy makes us to want to believe that we are not better than our fathers. The enemy wants to make us believe that we are like ordinary people. We are not ordinary people. Did you hear what I said? We are not ordinary people. We are the people of God. Christ reigns in you. Glory be to God. Did you hear the testimonies today? The sister that was 56 years old, science could not control her body. Medicine could not limit her body. Glory be to God. Guys, we are coming to the point where doctors cannot control how we live. Doctors will not define how long we shall live. They will not define the chemistry that runs our body. Because the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, praise the Lord. When Jesus came to that situation, it was not the same again. When Jesus visits us as he has visited us this weekend, we will never be the same again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. No wonder he said, pray, thy kingdom come. And he went forth again and said, look, if you are by way of priority, if there's anything you are seeking, seek the kingdom of God. You see, many times we're encumbered about so many things. Somebody said, one of our brethren shared and was telling us about the ministry of Martha. and the ministry of Mary. Martha was encumbered, running all over the place, doing this, doing that. And Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and was partaking of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Martha was bothered. Martha called upon the Lord, said, "Are you not bothered that I'm running around?" He said, "Oh," the Lord looked at Martha. He said, "Martha, you are worried about so many things. But Mary has chosen that path which shall not be taken away from her." Guys, we have chosen the path that will not be taken away from us. Hello? We have come to stay with the Father. He has imparted us with His Spirit. We have moved on to the other side. We have constrained Him. We have pressed on to know the Lord. Hallelujah. And He says, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. For what will happen to them? They shall be filled." I have been filled. I don't know about you. I have been filled. Glory be to God. Supernatural things will happen in my life. Extraordinary things will happen in your life. I'm not hearing that amen very loud. Oh, glory be to God. Guys, when the kingdom of God comes, the rulership of God works within us. The government of God is moving within your system. And everything that is contrary, He pulls it out and He establishes His kingdom. In a kingdom, there must be a king. In the kingdom of God, Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead and He is Lord. If He's Lord of my body, it means no power, no principality, nothing upon the air, nothing that is born, nothing that shall be born shall have control over me. Did I hear an amen? Amen? Glory be to God. Guys, we are kingdom people. We are people upon whom the kingdom has come. Amen? We have moved on to the other side. We have identified with the Father. We have not identified with religion. You see, the ruler of the synagogue, that was the man who identified with churchism and religion. If you are hearing my voice today, and you have been so much attached to church, everything is church, church, church. Religion is not Christianity. Religion is a culture. Religion is a system. Christianity is relationship. Are you hearing me? Christianity is relationship. Do you have a relationship? Is Christ the ruler of your life? Is He reigning in your members? If He reigns in your members, He will rule, He will flush out everything that is contrary to the will of God within you. Praise the Lord. No wonder He told His disciples, He says, "When we pray, ask, hallow my name, revere me upon the earth. Go forth and declare that our Father who art in heaven." Hallowed, your name is hallowed. Because the Bible says at the name of Jesus, what happens? Every knee shall bow. And what? And every tongue shall do what? Shall confess. Glory be to God. And immediately you hallow His voice. The next thing, let thy kingdom, that which is in heaven, let it come where? Upon this earth as it is in heaven. Glory be to God. No wonder the Lord is saying, let's move to the other side. Maybe you have been sitting so much in tradition, so much in culture, so much in religion, so much in the things of men. Oh, this is how we do in our church. This is how it is done. But God is saying, leave that church matter. Enter into a relationship with me. The church matter could not raise Jairus' daughter. Jairus had to acknowledge that the kingdom of God must come into my house for my daughter to be alive. Because the kingdom of God has come into your home, you shall not know death. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. So when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed. How? Immediately. Guys, we have touched God this weekend. The next few minutes that we have for the rest to round up this weekend, if you have not touched God, don't pass out of this place without touching Him. Did you hear what I said? The Lord is in this place. And as many as reach out to Him and follow Him to the other side, He's ready to release His power upon them. This woman said, "No, I must touch Him. She knew that there was something about touching God. Guys, we need the kingdom of God. Enough of controversy. Enough of talk. We need God to come in a mighty way. And this is the time of transformation. Did I get an amen? Glory be to God. And God is already doing it. I was excited. I was watching the power of God move in our midst. I was seeing God perform his things in the midst of the people. There is too much talk. People talk too much. But I tell you the truth. The Lord is saying that as his kingdom comes in these days, we shall not be the same again. Our meetings will not be the same again. It will not just be enticing words of mouth, but the power of God shall follow it. Oh, glory be to God. Signs and wonders. Not the one that men go behind and they do, look, when you come carry a wheelchair and push like, no. Real, genuine one. Genuine, original. Not fake. Not Taiwan. The one's original from heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The one we are doing here is not Taiwan. We are not taking people to the back and say, look, take wheelchair and when we come, you go. No way. This one is right from heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was a woman, 57, 56, and she had a child. People will come here, 60, they will testify, they will dedicate their children here. Oh, glory be to God. People with HIV status, doctor will tell you HIV, you come and pray. The brethren will pray for you. You will come back, it will be negative. Oh, glory be to God. People with cancer, God will allow that cancer to happen so that his name be glorified. You will come, the brethren will pray for you. They will not pray because they want the newspapers to carry it. They will not pray because they want men to come and begin to make them king. But they will pray because the power of God, the kingdom of God has come. Did I hear somebody say amen? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. There is no power. There is no mountain. There is nothing that is too big for God to do. There is no situation. There is no infirmity. There is no state of deadness that God will not turn around. Let thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God has come. Praise the Lord. And he said unto her, daughter, let's read that together, 48. And the Lord said unto her, what? Daughter, be of good comfort. Faith has thee hope in peace. Say to yourself today, my faith shall be in you. Oh, my faith shall make people. Whatever to my put your hand in your chest. Whatever doctor said concerning me, my faith in you, Lord, shall not embarrass me. Oh, I believe in you, my master, you, I will not put to shame. Oh, glory be to God. God tell the church, thy faith has the hope. As many as have believed, as many have obeyed, many have Lord, you are calling us to the other side. We are going. You will not be embarrassed. The Lord will leave you in the middle of the river. Will not cause the storm to come and take you away. They will not cause that wind to blow you out to trouble shore. But then they shall come the storm. Blessed be God. Thy faith had made thee whole. Glory be to God. It is the systems of men have made thee whole. Not the traditions of men that have made thee whole. It is your faith. Glory be to God. That woman knew better. She knew better. We will know today that we have the kingdom of God in us. I was excited when my brother was telling you that I was talking about the church of the firstborn. Those are people who know who they are in Christ. We need to know who we are in Christ. Hello. Oh, no weapon is fought against us. What? And every place that arises in judgment, what happens? We have been condemned. I'm pulling on the stove. Or I've just been looking around in from that to put. He that is in his word is greater than he that is in the world. The man of God said, oh, open my servant's eyes. Let him see. Guys, we need to begin to walk with kingdom principles. With kingdom mentality. We have the power. We have the kingdom. But we move around like strangers, and I tell you the truth. One thing that is in this world, and I say it, is a species of let down the opposite. Nobody will tell you you're right. If you don't know your right, you don't know what to try. You can sit in your ears, and you're the heir to the throne. You are a son of the president, and you sit in your house. If nobody tells you, if you don't know it, you continue to wallow there. No wonder that the prodigal son looked around and said, no, I'm not going to stay here and begin to fool my. I know who my father is. I will go back to my father. We shall follow the 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 father. Because where he is, there he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, my father's house, there are many mansions. Wait, no, so I will not say if I go. I go to prepare places. That where I am, where, what will happen to you? You will be also. Some people have said it means skyscrapers in heaven. Some people have said my own will be third floor. My own will be fourth floor. Don't wait for fourth floor. It's here. Hallelujah. Don't wait for the fourth floor or for the third floor. He says, no, don't worry. My mansion is not here. My mansion is in heaven. The kingdom of God is within you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where he is, there you are. Praise the Lord. As many as embrace the kingdom, the vision of the kingdom, they shall enter into the kingdom. As many as decide to go with him to the other side, they shall rule and reign with him. Be here. Oh, glory to God. By the time you leave here, that sickness shall not have power over you again. By the time you leave here, that nonsense in your office shall not oppress you anymore. By the time you leave here, hallelujah, all other things shall be added unto you. Because you have sought the principal thing, the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Guys, let's not lose focus in these days. God is bringing the kingdom. When he gives us the kingdom, I tell you guys, every other thing will become shadows in the light of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's move on. So the Lord commanded her faith. And I tell you, if this woman had sought permission to touch the garment of the Lord, what are the chances that they will give her permission? Imagine it. There are many people coming around. And then she says, no, let me go and ask Peter. Let me go and ask this. Let me go ask the man. They wouldn't have given her a chance. But she pressed on. 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 You shall press on. You shall press on. You shall press on. Oh, blessed be God. We are not them that go back onto the edition. But we are them that do what? That press on to the saving of the soul. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, what do I do? I press towards what? The mark of the price of what? Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You press. We are pressing this weekend. And when we go back, we will not press here, and we go back, and we go back to our old self. No, sir. It's a new beginning. It's a new phase. It's a new experience. We shall never be the same again. Your prayer life shall never be the same. Your fellowship with the Father shall never be the same again. Your faith shall not be the same again. You will not look at those things that look big. Giants. They send the 12 elders to go and spy the land. 10 of them said, man, that place, the giants also, we were like grasshoppers. But Joshua and Caleb, what they say, we are able to go up and take the mountain. Say this day, I am able to go up and take the mountain to possess the land from the north to the south. Don't know the giants may be on their way to him. What has happened? God has given us victory. Tell somebody, God has given me victory. God has given the church victory. We are not beggars anymore. We are not fearful men anymore. We are not grasshoppers anymore. We are not grasshoppers anymore. I am not a grasshopper. I am not a physical grasshopper. I am not a spiritual grasshopper. I am not a financial grasshopper. I am not a medical grasshopper. Declare hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. The Lord asked Ezekiel, he said, look at those bones. Can they live? Don't speak things depending on your own way. Speak the things that God has spoken. particular believers are taught from the ways of men. To say, God, how can dry bones that don't have flesh, don't have breath, how can they live? What did it say? It said, God, you know, praise the Lord. Don't ask God, how can your kingdom be? Don't question God. Say, God, you know. Hallelujah. God has said his kingdom is inside you. Say, God, your kingdom is inside me. Hallelujah. Don't question God. Don't say, God, how can you be so big and you come into me, small me? That is the prerogative of God. That is the prerogative of God. But let me tell you something. Do not sell your birthright. It has been spoken in so many ways this weekend. That which God has committed to your hands, do not give it away. Do not be like Esau. Do not give it away. And let the birthright that has been given to us. It is the Father who was the kingdom. We shall not lose it again. Hallelujah. We shall not let fear and intimidation take it away from us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Guys, God is doing things. God is placing you and I in positions where when the kingdom of God comes into a place, every other thing shall bow. Amen. Kings shall bow before you. Big men, powers shall bow before you. Infirmity, diseases shall bow before you. Your bosses in the office, they shall recognize the power of God in you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The last few months, the Lord has shown me a few things that has strengthened my belief that the kingdom of God is not a small thing. When it pleases God to give you the kingdom, when you go to places, you see people begin to recognize, you see, it is not you that are seeing. They are seeing something that is in you that you yourself are not seeing. Because greater is he that is in you than that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The other day we were praying for a brother and somebody was trying to mess him up. And he said, look, let's pray. And we prayed. And last night I was just thinking, I said, God, your people are not going to be beggars anymore. Amen. Anybody that tries to stand upon the people of God, God will shake them away. He says the hearts of kings are in his hands. Amen. Don't be afraid. People may oppress you. People may want to oppress you. But they know that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Do not cast away your confidence. Amen. Do not cast away your confidence. There's a confidence that is in your power. It's not in your own self. It's because of God. It has pleased God to give you the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Ministries, do not cast away your confidence. They are all forms of intimidations. There are all kinds of ways that the devil is trying to intimidate us. And I know what he's trying to do? Just to play our senses. Just to make us to begin to wonder, is it God said it? God has said it. God will not say it again. He has given us the kingdom. Praise the Lord. It's for us to believe him and walk in it. Amen? I was excited when my brother was prophesying this morning. Ministries shall come and shall bow to you. Because the Bible says when a man's ways pleases the Lord, what happens? He makes his enemies to be at peace with him. Oh, glory be to God. Do not cast away your confidence. Do not look and say, no, I am only a child. Do not look and say, no, we cannot do anything in this country. We are only with you. I tell you, whatever we agree upon in this place, the Bible says, where two or three shall agree on anything on earth, so shall it be. You know what that means? Whatever we bind on earth is what? It is bound in heaven. That is power. How many times have we used it? Let's not, if we go back, let's not be the same again. Let's be involved in the things around us. Because we have a greater power to put an end to the things that torment us. Did I hear amen? All this rubbish we are hearing about people sitting up and trying to terrorize us. If the church puts themselves together and says, brethren, this is our decree. This is the decree of the holy watchers. No man can turn it. You will just be hearing how they are causing their fighting themselves. You will just be hearing how they are knocking themselves together. You will just be hearing how they will begin to fight each other. because God has given us victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So the Lord commends this woman for her faith because she pressed on. The Lord is commending the church for obeying his word this weekend. The Lord is giving a word of commendation to this church for staying faithful in that vision which I have committed to you. Many have been intimidated. Many have chickened out of the way. Many have said, this thing is too difficult. Many have said, I am betting what I did not bargain for. Many are weary in ministry. But God is saying, do not be weary. Because the kingdom of God has come in a new dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Very soon, many of the controversies surrounding our lives, individually and collectively, God will resolve them. Many of the things that people say, we are not sure, it shall be very clear. Praise the name of the Lord. While he yet spoke, verse 59, they commended one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not, master. The ruler of the synagogue, they know who the master is. Praise the Lord. They know who the master is. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I say, you know, you see, we know that Jesus, the man was talking with us, he has some occultic background. He said, we know that Jesus is master. The devil knows who the master is. There is no controversy. The only problem is, he tries to play over our minds. We are on the side of the master. Did you hear me? You are on the side of the master. You are on the side of the master. And one with God is majority. Glory be to God. The devil knows who the master is. He knows. He just comes and places in your brain. And you know what he does? He doesn't tell you that the master, he doesn't tell you that Jesus Christ is the master, but he says, you are not among those who the master recognizes. You know that? He tries to make you feel inadequate. He tries to make you exclude yourself. He tries to defeat you by exclusion. He tries to make you feel that, no, I am not among them that the power of God can flow through. I'm not among them who can move through mountains. I'm not among them who can speak to that mountain and say, mountain be removed and be thrown into the sea. So no wonder the Lord says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We shall not perish for lack of knowledge in Jesus' name. We shall speak to that mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and it shall be so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered. What did he say? He answered him saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole.